From the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Good morning, Minnesota. We are back from 4105 Arden Hills building here, Kaylin, in what is going to be a fantastic day. I know you're going to head out and play some golf later today, but that's fine. You get to do that because you've earned it this week. You've been working really hard. So we are live in Studio 26 once again. God, that number is amazing to me. That number.
Here we go
once again. Today, we are going to get deep into this five-step process we call the new gen process. And I think just always taking a step back. There's a lot of our listeners that know about new gen retirement. Mm-hmm. And but that process is what wins.
Yep. Totally agree. You know, when you think about, you know, getting in front of people, I don't care how you get in front of you. Like, then you got to get in front of people, right? It's just step one. Then you got to talk to them. Then you got to put together a plan. Then you got to implement that plan. Then you got to have a relationship with them, right? And like, they might have one or two more steps in between there, but at the end of the day, that is the process to find someone to write business and all the way through. We just happen to break it out in five steps right there, which I kind of ran through quick. You guys might not even notice, but the first one is marketing, right? Let's find a way to get in front of people, somewhere, shape, or form. We'll just hint on that. We covered that actually kind of on the last one. Then you got to talk to them. You got to figure out what they're looking for. Then you got to put together a plan based on that and then implement that plan. And then last but not least, have a good relationship with them. And when you look at any advisor's process, whether you're new to the business or really a seasoned advisor, they are doing those five steps in some way, shape, or form.
100%. You have to get in front of new people in this business, and that's step one. So we call it prospecting. So let's just dive deep into this. Prospecting, obviously, we can go on and on and on about how to get in front of people, and we've done that on our podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, marketing is a real thing in this business, and you know, I think there's been some people out there that said there's, you know, there's no problem you can't market your way out of. So anyway, yeah. Getting in front of more people. And we hear that all the time. That's one of the biggest things when we talk to advisors, like we need to see more people. Like, we need to see more people. How do we do it? Right. Well, we talked last time. It's leads, it's you know, radio, TV, and we've talked all about that, but you need to prospect to get in front of people. But then we also talked on our last podcast about, it was that first appointment, that feel, right? Mm-hmm. When people come to a seminar, we got to remember that the end consumer is really following the five steps mm-hmm. that the advisor is following, right?
Correct.
So when you get into fact and feeling and finding out the information you want to know, it is all about, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Client, what do you want retirement? What do you want retirement to look like? Having them paint that picture. Mm-hmm. And I mean, be specific.
Right.
Because we use this example all the time, but Kaylin, if I say in retirement, I want to play golf more. I want to play golf three times a week. And as an advisor, you're going to say, what? Sounds good. You know, but what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Do you want to play at Majestic Oaks Country Club in Ham Lake?
You want to play Pebble Beach?
At $65 a round, or do you want to play Pebble Beach at $1,500 a round, or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. And because those are different values,
sure.
And so, make sure that they paint the picture when you get into the fact and feeling, because it really truly will connect the dots. Not only do they feel like you absolutely are listening. Mm-hmm. All right. And you care about what their retirement should look like, or they want it to look like, because travel, playing golf mean different to everybody. And so going to Maui is different than traveling to, you know, the villages in Florida.
It definitely is. Yes. I've taken myself over to Maui once, and it's totally different. I can agree with you than that. And also, you know, on the fact and feeling portion of it too, I think there's one thing that that everyone's probably heard or used before is Comra. And I can't recommend more in this step to make sure you send that out to clients before that first appointment.
That's right? Correct.
I don't know. I think there's a stat. There was over 20,000 of these Comra reports done last year. Like, you can just send that out to a client. And think about nowadays, like anywhere you go, whether it's a doctor, a dentist, like, gone are the days that you show up with a checklist of stuff, right? Like,
right.
You usually get emails prior to it nowadays. And you say, hey, update your medical history. Have you had any surgeries recently? Are you on any new medication? Like, what has changed in the last 12 months since I've seen you? So, like, you shouldn't be any different. Send that out to your clients. Use it on annual reviews too. I know that advisors will send that out to clients. Say, hey, by the way, you've changed by 10 points in the last year. Why? Like, let's talk about that.
What happened?
Exactly.
You something in the market got your attention, or you know, did you inherit some money? I mean, what happened, right? Yep. So you're absolutely right. That COMRA is one of the easiest things to diagnose something out there. There's a couple questions on there that I think really catch the attention of our advisors too. I mean, is it nice to know that somebody might just be worth over a couple million bucks?
You might show up with a sharper pencil that day, right?
I mean, we're going to do the best we can any day, every day for anybody that walks through the door, but it is nice to know. I mean, it's no different when you use the doctor analogy. The only reason you sit down with the RN or whatever you will before is because they're getting your blood pressure. The doctor wants to know what it looks like going in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this COMRA is doing just that. We're getting a little bit of a blood pressure here on what the situation might look like. Okay.
Right.
And so it's a starting point, because finding out where people are at heading through that fact and feeling process can really help put together a much stronger plan. Would you not agree?
Totally agree. Yep. And, you know, without the commerce is the basic, but then you got into the fact, the feeling portion of it, I think, is more important than the facts, right? Like, numbers are numbers, but people make decisions on feelings. Like, that is when someone makes a decision. It's not based on numbers. It's more based on the feelings that they have. And, you know, every now and then you're going to get an accountant or an engineer that really cares about the numbers, but ultimately it's about the feelings and how the plan and everything aligns with what they actually want and feel that they want.
This step in my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, but out of the five, this is probably the most important step.
I would agree.
This makes or breaks people's appointment process.
Totally agree.
There are some that will bring in a pen and paper and they try to write and it doesn't feel like maybe they're being heard. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just writing things down and they're nodding and doing, you know what? With all of the tools these days, when you sit down across from a prospect, pen and paper is no longer needed. Okay. Hit a button on a Jump AI or something else out there. I don't really care what you use. That wasn't a plug for Jump. It was like, I've heard people using that. So if that's what you're using, use it. I'm not beating up any AI right now. Like, you should be using it. And
totally should be. Yes.
Hit the button and listen. This is an opportunity for them to tell you about them, where they want to be. Because if you're not listening, you're completely missing the boat here.
Couldn't agree more. And that's, I mean, kind of sales 101 is the more questions you ask and the more you listen, the better it's going to go.
100%. Right?
The less that you talk, the better.
100%.
Right? So that's exactly what the fact and feeling process should be. So then step three then, right? So once you get the information on the client, where they want to go, what they want to do, then you got to do what? You got to put together some sort of plan, right?
That's correct. Yep. So that plan, go ahead. Talk a little bit about that.
Yep. So we have talked about Case Central before, obviously, but that would be, you know, where our design team comes into play. And when I say design, it's not just, again, a carrier illustration or like, here's this or here that. It's full-blown casework, like actual casework. You take that shoebox full of you-know-what that the client gave you on the first appointment, send it into our system, and our team will do the rest for you to put together an overview, an income plan, a social security report, the COMRA report that we just discussed, and then last but not least, the action plan. Right.
Yep.
So those are the five core reports, and we have walked through those before as well. So go back a couple episodes if you don't know what those are. But again, during that step three, our team will help you do that.
I had a couple advisors call me off that podcast. Interesting enough, they said, Brad, we completely forgot about the overview report and how powerful that can be, because it puts their financial life together in one spreadsheet, really one 2 to 3 page report. That is powerful. And when you lay these reports out in front of people, it shows that you have a process, you took your time, and you put things together. Now, just because you've got the reports situated the way they are doesn't mean they can't change.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And so you talked a little earlier about annual reviews. I mean, these reports can change every single year.
Year after year. Yep.
And it starts with that COMRA. If that changes, then the reports are going to change because it's going to push numbers back and forth. And so, but having that plan in place, let me ask you a question, listeners. But if I sit down with an advisor that has a pen and paper out, writing down fact and feeling and all the stuff that they gather in step two here, and then they sit back and they throw together a glorified spreadsheet, and that's their strategy three.
Right.
and then they go to try to sell something. That's advisor one. And I got advisor two that's going to sit down. They've done their research. They did this amazing seminar. They showed up without a pen and paper. They hit a button. Okay. So technology right away is winning right out of the gates.
Yep.
And they just listened, asked good questions, and listened about what the advisor, or I'm sorry, the client's looking for. The advisor did a great job. And then they brought him into the third step, which we're on right now, but strategy, and mm-hmm. laid out five beautiful reports mm-hmm. that tells the story of where they wanted to go in retirement. I don't know. Advisor A or B, you tell me.
Who's going to win there?
I mean, yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
And that's not taking any shots. That's just doing business, right?
Yep.
And so this is what people look for. They look for well-groomed, well, you know, positioned, and technology is a real thing. And if you're not embracing it right now, I'm telling you, you're missing the boat. And so it gets into, that's step three. Let's get into step four though. Recommendation implementation. So you've done everything, right? I've mm-hmm. got one, two, and three done. This is where they're coming back to sign paperwork.
Yep. That's the implementation phase, right? So, you know, I remember I started this business in 2011 back when it was all paper apps, right? It was paper yeah. this, paper that. It yep. was 60 pages and they'd fax it in. Last time someone faxed you something, right? But that,
right.
when you think of it, it really wasn't that long ago. And nowadays, what, 95% of our applications are FileAid, right? So the integration that we have in with Prism, with our CRM and integration into FireAid, if you're not using that system, you need to. All the information that you have in Case Central is already in the system.
That's okay? correct.
So names, date of birth, genders, addresses,
beneficiaries, socials, you bennies, name it.
You need, if all that stuff is in our system, you click a button, you go to XYZ company, XYZ product, your application's 88% complete for the most part.
Yeah.
And you're dropping in some different numbers.
That's
so,
correct.
And what's nice about that too is, you know, a lot of times you might sell more than just one carrier. So rather than jumping from this company's website to that company's website and jumping around, you just hit duplicate and choose another company.
Right.
It makes it so simple to do. Goes well, right
into
business.
I wish they were
all
central. The same.
I know.
Hopefully that's okay. But to your point, hitting the duplicate or copy button mm-hmm. to be able to push over the next one is just super simple. Mm-hmm. And that really is, you know, we're now gaining them as a new client. We've got them in through the door. But there's one more step that I think separates probably every single advisor.
I feel like that's the one that, you know, ongoing relationships is the last step, right?
Yep.
So I feel like that is the step that a lot of good advisors miss the boat on. You know, they might have like an annual review here or there, and sometimes it's a phone call, but they, like, if you're not fostering that relationship, seeing them as much as you can, emailing them constantly, sending them gifts on their birthday, on holidays, reminders for this, a text for their anniversary for that, whatever it is, the more you can garner on that relationship. I mean, we've seen a lot of our top advisors that get referral business is now half of their new business, right? And how do you think that began? It's from them taking care of their current clients.
That's correct.
Right? So if you don't focus on that once they become a client, it's almost like you just wasted all your time to make them a client. Yeah, the upfront sale is great, but the more you can foster that relationship and continue to grow that, will lead to more and more and more business down the road.
Well, and one client can become 10 clients real quick,
for
right?
Sure.
And so that ongoing relationship, there's a step in there or a piece that Gradient provides to all of our advisors, and that is the Gen Vault. And we just came out with Gen Vault 2.0. I can tell you this. You know, we talk about, you know, I got a friend who's got a great example, but his kids no longer live in the state, right? He's got pretty good assets. And he's like, Brad, you know, this generational vault thing's pretty cool. I can literally give my kid maybe it's the power of attorney or whatever that
POA,
sure. POA on the financial side of things, but I can give them one username and password and access to this, and they can see everything that we have in one place 24/7.
Right.
And it's backed up in the cloud. It's got a pretty good encryption key behind it to make sure it's safe. But I can tell you that's a game changer as people start to explore outside of different states, and, you know, families aren't as close as they are as far as, you know, proximity wise, but it changes things, because if something were to happen to somebody, it's hard to get all the information.
Very hard.
Uh-huh. I remember my mom was working, you know, through some things when my grandma passed, and they were, I mean, it was months of trying to figure out, but there's usually three people that they go talk to, right? Doctors, attorneys, financial advisors are a pretty good start
right.
of where things sit.
Sure.
And so, Having that all in one. And by the way, we don't charge for this.
No, it's free.
This is free. This is something you can give to every one of your clients. What a huge value add to give this to your client. This is what they need. Every single person needs this. And they have what I believe is one of the coolest things in there. Almost like a safety deposit box where it's hands off of everybody but your client.
Right.
They can put whatever they want. Wills, trusts, you name it.
Pictures, videos.
Hundreds of pictures. Yeah. Like it's unlimited data.
It is.
Yeah. And it's backed
free,
up.
It's a free cloud.
It is a free cloud. Yeah. Think of it like that. I mean, we all use, I'm an Apple guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason I use Apple. They made it easy for me and I can store everything, all my music, everything that I do there. Right. Mm-hmm. And so don't miss that step. I can tell you once they see it working and they can add outside accounts to it.
Of course.
And watch
held away accounts.
Yep. See the and all their updated values. Yep. You guys are going to be able to see all your values through this, through different feeds we have here at Gradient. But I'm telling you, it's a huge value. I do not miss that step. There's a couple of really important pieces here that can break these things if you don't continuously use them.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah, I mean, that's the five-step process here. If I were to leave with one idea here, just kind of to close it off, is being upfront with clients about this five steps at the very beginning, okay? When you sit down, even at your seminar, at your first appointment, whatever it is, outline to them specifically what's happening next. Hey, on this first appointment, we're going to ask you some questions. I'm going to see if you're a fit for me and I'm a fit for you. This is a two-way street here, right? If we determine we're a fit together, I'm going to put together some reports. I'm going to walk through these reports in the second opinion. If you want to move forward on the second appointment, that's great. If not, come back for a third, come back for a fourth. I want you to be comfortable. You need to paint the picture for them because I kind of joke about this too is like how many times does an average person retire in life?
Well, most hopefully once.
Hopefully once, right? Yeah. You don't want to go back.
We don't want to do this all over again.
So I'll go back to Walmart greeting here, right? No. So like hopefully it's a one-time thing. So my reason why I asked that question is no one knows what this is supposed to look like because it's their first time doing it.
That's correct. Right?
So it's kind of like uncharted territory for them. They've been working for 40, 50 years. And then all of a sudden this day comes that I'm supposed to like meet with this person. But like, what does that look like? How many times do I meet with them? Are they going to try to close me on the first appointment? Like, you have to be very transparent with them up front because it's the first time they've ever done this. So treat them that way. Be upfront. Be transparent. The more transparent you are about the next step, the more people will come back to it as well. Because no one likes uncertainty.
No.
Everyone hates uncertainty.
Yep.
So if you can tell them right from the very beginning how this is going to look, step one, step two, step three, step four, and after that, by the way, step five, I'm not going to forget about you, it'll work out well.
Yep. And you know what? I'm going to throw a challenge out there. Why not?
I love it.
Let's do this. If you have not entertained the generational vault on your next review, or you have, and maybe you there's two things. I do have some, I don't have some, like, or if you have none, I don't care what it is. If they're not in the generational vault, next annual review, let's get them in there. Let's bring it to their attention. Let's show them the value that you have available for them. This is for them. And I promise you, you're going to win. And they're going to share that story with every other person they know. Hey, does your advisor offer you a generational vault? What does that even mean? I've got everything at one place in one spot and it updates values. I promise you, you're going to see referrals come through the door. Challenge yourself to do that. Kalen, let's get the heck out of here. We got work to do.
That's right. Stat chat, 10 and out.
See ya.
Brad and Kalen do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.